Nesecht Shavuos, Daf Mem Tes, 8 lines from the top of Daf Mem Tes and Aleph, we begin the last parak of Nesecht Shavuos, and we begin a new Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we'll discuss the Chiyuvim of the Abos Shomim, and Rashi points out the Kulim Mikrei Yalfinim Bashoil with Bab Metziah, and this parak is very short, as the Gemara Nesecht Bab Metziah discusses this at length. And in addition, Vav Mishnah Zeis, Kvashinuya Baseich Zapelim Kol Kai Gamna, Vahayd Had Rebbe Vitanya Hocha, and the reason why Rebbe once again repeats the Dinim of the Mishnah, Mishun the Bailam Mister Chiyuva Ptur the Carbon Shvur to do, Tana Beresha Chiyuva Ptur the Mammon to do. And since our Mesechta is discussing all the Chiyuvim of Shvuais, and our Mishnah will discuss the Dinim of a Shvuas HaPekadin, our Mishnah first begins and discusses the Chiyuvim and Peturim as to any monetary obligation, and it's actually very important to know these facts. Lefisha Carbon Ashvur, the Chiyuva Yopatur, Tolu Bekach, as if someone will be Iva on a Shvuas HaPekadin, then one's Chiyuv to bring a Carbon Asham Gzeilois or a carbon shvuas pekadin is based on these facts, and as Rashi explains, shim nishbal dav shum mechuyev lav maida, as if Reuven would make a shvua on something that he would be mechuyev on if he would have been maida and he wouldn't have lied. However, shvuas apata atzmo l'shalim, and then by making the shvua, he will now be pata from paying nimtza shekayfer mamin. So his denial was on a monetary obligation, and once he is maida that he actually lied, the chayev carbon shvuas pekadin v'chayim shvuasham, and then it'll be chayev to bring a carbon shvuas pekadin, which consists of him paying the keren as well as the chaymish, which is defined as 25% of the original amount, as is a chaymish mulabar, and he will also be chayyah to bring a carbon asham gzeilois or carbon shvuas apikadin. However, Rashi continues, vim nishbal sheka al chinam, but if someone swears one of the shvuas hashemim and he does so for no reason, kagoyin shim hoy deloyim mishalim, and for example, even if he would have been maida, then he wouldn't have had to pay, but in reality, he wasn't kay for any obligation of money, and it wasn't a kfiris money. And therefore, even if he would be moider that he actually swore falsely, he would not be chayev to bring a carbon shvuas apikadin. And as we will see, the Gemara will have a shayla if such a person that swore falsely will be oivan shvuas bitoy, and therefore, if he did so b'shegeg, he'd be chayev to bring a carbon oil v'yayed. And let us begin with a small akdama. And as we know that the term pashim mishpatim speaks about the abba shomim, and the four categories are shomim chinam, shomim sachar, a shoyl, and a sachar. And the perchav bay is pasuk vav. The Torah speaks about a shem chinam, as the Torah states, "Ki yitin eshurei of kesef akel lishma v'gunam beis ish if yimotze aganev yishalom shnayim." However, im lo yimotze aganev v'nikra balabayis el lehim im lo shol chiyadu b'lnechas re'eu. And as we will see, that since a shem chinam was not paid, therefore his obligation and his responsibility for a shmira is on the lowest level, and therefore, as long as he was not a pesheya, then he would not be responsible. However, the shem chinam would have to make a shvuas hashemim, and he would have to swear that this is exactly what happened, and he was not Pesheya, and he wasn't Sholach Bayad. And then the second Pasha, which discusses the Chiyuv of Shem Mesachah, begins at Pasuk Tes. And as we will see, there is a higher obligation since the Shemer is being paid a wage in order to watch this item. And certainly, there's a higher degree of responsibility on the Shem Mesachah regarding this item. The third Pasha begins at Pasuk Yud Gimel, and it discusses a Shoyal. And since a Shoyal borrows the item, and he can actually use the item, so therefore, for Kalanoshaloi, and he would be chayiv for anything that occurs to this item, and even if an oinus occurs, and the only way that he'd be potter is only if it was mesa machs malacha, and as the pasuk states, in bal of imay lo yishalim. And finally, the Torah speaks about the fourth category, which is a sacher, or someone that rents an item from someone, and the pasuk states, im sacher hu babischari. And as we will see, there's a machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda if the sacher would be categorized as a shem chinam, or if the sacher should be categorized as a shem sacher. And as we mentioned, if one of the Yishemim are potter, then they still would have to make a Shavuos HaShemim. And the Torah tells us in Pashas Vayikra that if a Shemim makes a Shavuos HaShemim and it's regarding a Kfiras Mamin and Lemaisi he lied, then the Pasuk tells us that he would have to bring a Korban Asham. And as the Torah states in Parakeh, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Nefesh Ki Sechato Molo Mo Bashem, V'chichesh Ba Misa Be'Pekad Ibisu Mizad Ibigazal Ashaka Semisai. And the Pasuk tells us, V'nish Baal Shakal Achaz Mikol Ashiyasa Adam Lachta Be'. And the Torah tells us, "V'hoye kiyechta v'ashem." And then the pasuk continues, "Oymi kolashi shavu lov l'sheka b'shilam oisav b'roisha v'chamishisa v'yosef alav." And he would have to pay a keren and a chaimish. And finally, the Torah tells us, "V'asashama yovil Hashem ayel tam minatzoin be'echal la'asham elakoyin." And keep in mind that, as we will see in our Mishnah, that the only time that someone is chayiv to bring a carbon asham and will be chayiv to pay a keren v'chaimish is only if he was actually moida that he swore falsely. But if Edim come and testify that that he swore falsely, then he would not be chayyur to pay a chomesh, and he will not be chayyur to bring a korban osham. Nayin Rashi in Pashas Vayikra in Pasuk of Gimel ki yechta v'oshem kishiyaku ba'atzmi loshu b'tshuva v'das v'lesvadays ki chotu v'oshem. And it seems that the way that we know that a person has to be misvada by himself is from the words of ki yechta v'oshem. But Rashi in our sugya tells us that it's not actually from that pasuk, and we actually learn it from a pasuk in Pashas Nasai. This pasuk is in the Pasha of Hashem Gzelois, and the Torah tells us Dabel Bnei Yisrael Isha Isha Kiyasa Mikol Chatas Adam Limo Mal Bashem Va'oshma Nefesh Ahi. The pasuk continues and clearly tells us Visvadu Eschatosim Asha Osu. Only if he was misvada, then Veheshev Es Hashem Ebureishoy V'Chamishisa Yosef Olav. And Rashi in Pashas Nasai explains that the reason why the Torah repeats the Pasha of Hashem Gzelois once again is in order to teach us as number one Shekasa Visvadoi Vimei She'in Chayev Chaimish Va'oshem Al Pi Edim Ad Sheyoydu B'Davar Va'Sheni Al Gez Al Gez Shu Nosan L'Kainim Ayin in Rashi. And finally, as we know, if someone steals something from another person, and when they ask him if he stole it, he actually is Kofer and he claims that he didn't steal this item, and then Edim come and they state that he actually stole this item, then even if he never swore falsely, he's still going to be Chayev to pay Kefel. However, as we know, that Kefel is a Knas, and therefore Moedah B'Knas is Potter, and if Reuven who stole this item ultimately will be Moedah that he stole the item, then he will only have to pay the principal and he will not be Chayev Kefel. And we have a similar Din B'Degeir Shema that was Toyin Tainas Ganav, and if he claimed that it was stolen from him, then the Shema actually swore falsely that the item was stolen from him, then if he will admit that he actually swore falsely, then it will be Chayev a Karen V'Chaymish and Chayev to bring an Hashem Gzelois. However, if he doesn't admit and Edim come and testify that he actually lied and he actually stole the item, then he'd be Chayev Kefel. And we will now learn the entire Mishnah, and then we'll come back to certain points and explain those points. And the Mishnah begins Abos Shemrim, that there are four categories of Shemrim that the Torah speaks about. They are Shemichinam Vashoyel Nesisachar Vasecha, someone that watches something for free, someone that borrows something, someone that watches something for a fee, and someone that rents something. And the Mishnah teaches us Shemichinam Nishbalakal, that a Shemichinam has the lowest level of responsibility and he's potter for any type of damages. However, the Shemichinam would have to swear that he was not Peshea and he was not Shalch Bayad, as certainly if he was Peshea or if he was Shalch Bayad, then he would be Chayiv. And the Mishnah continues Vashoyel Mishalam Isakal, since when someone borrows something, they borrow the item for free and they could use the item. So since Kalanoshaloi, they incur the most liability and the most responsibility, and therefore they'd be chayiv for everything, and even for insin. And the only time that the shoyl would be potter is only if it would be mesim machs melacha. And as Rashi states, mishalom sakol kol hanuk the mistum masisin shava shfuyu mesa v'gnei v'aveda avu mesim machs melacha potter. And the lav la'ukma b'kilta shayla, as certainly when a person borrows something, they didn't borrow it in order to leave it on the side and not to use it. And the Mishnah continues, nesisacha v'asecha nishbaran al shfuyu v'al shfuyu v'al mesa u'mishalom sakol v'sagneva. And a shem isacha or secha, they have a middle level of responsibility, and therefore, as long as they make a shvuas hashemim, they'd be potter if the item breaks or it's captured or it dies. Rashi and Pashim and Shpatim define shvuya nishba b'chazaka al yidei listim. However, if the item was either lost or stolen, then a shem isacha or a secha would be chayiv to pay. And the Gemara will explain that our Mishnah is going like the Manda Omar that holds that a secha has a din like a shem isacha and not like a shem chinam. Now that the Mishnah taught us as to the chiyuvim and peturim b'negeid abar shemim, the Mishnah will now continue and explain how this would actually pertain to the dinim that are applicable to someone that makes a shvuas hashemim. And we will refer to the owner of an item as Reuven, and we will refer to the shemer or to the borrower as Shimon. And the Mishnah continues that if Reuven gave an item to Shimon to watch as a shemen chidam, and amal the shemen chidam heichen sheri, and then when Reuven comes to collect his axe from the shemen chidam, Reuven asks Shimon, "Where is my axe?" The Mishnah goes through all the various possibilities as amaloi meis. If Shimon responds that the shor died, and certainly if Shimon made this claim, then Shimon would be potter, and Shimon would only have to make a shvua. But really, the animal either was broken, or was captured, or was stolen, or was lost. Therefore, even if Shimon would have told the truth, Shimon would have still been potter, and therefore his shvua was not a kfiris mamin. And similarly, if the shemen chinam claimed nishbar, and really it was mace or nishba or nigna v'yavad, and similarly, if the shemen chinam claimed nishba, or similarly, if he claimed nigdav, or the Shem Echidim claimed avad, in all these cases, Reuven said to Shimon, Mashbiachani, I'm making you make a shvur that this is actually true, and you will not be shea, and also you will not shalech bayad. The Omar Omein and the Shem Chinam responded Omein, and as we learned in the Chav Tesla and Beis, Ha'ina Omein Acha Shvur, Kamoy to Shvur and Pivdami, and it's as if Reuven actually made the shvur. And the Mishnah teaches us that if after the fact the Shem Chinam is Moida, they swore falsely, then even so, Shimon will be Potter, and he would not have to pay a Chaimesh, and he would not have to bring a Karban Hashem Gzelois. And as we mentioned, the Gemara will discuss that every time a Mishnah says Potter, that even though he'll be Potter from the Hashem Gzelois, the Maisa Shimon swore falsely, and therefore he was Ivan the Issa of Shavuos Bitori, and if he did so B'Shoigeg, then we will see a Machlekes if he'll be Chayat to bring a Karban Eil V'Yared or not. And the Mishnah continues, similarly, if Reuven says to Shimon, Hechen Shari, and Amaloi, and Shimon responds, Eni Yedea Matasach, the Shem Chinam says that I don't even know what you're speaking about, as I never received a shor from you, and I never agreed to be your Shem Chinam. In all of these cases, Shimon would have anyway been Potter. Therefore, the same thing applies that if Reuven says, Mashbiachani, Ba'oma Omein, that Potter, that the Shem Chinam would be Potter, and would not be chayav to pay a chaymesh, and would not be obligated to bring an Hashem Gzelois. The mission continues, Hechen Sheri, that if Reuven says to Shimon, where's my shor? And Amaloi and Shimon responds, Ovad, that it was lost, and therefore I'm Potter because I'm a Shem Chinam. And Reuven says, Mashbiachani, Ba'oma Omein, and Shimon responds, Omein, Ba'idim Idai says, Sha'achloi, Mishalam Zakarin, and Edom come and they testify that Shimon actually ate the shor, and certainly a Shem Chinam would be chayiv. So although certainly the Shem Chinam made a shvua sheker, but a Meister is only going to be Mishalam Zakarin. And number one, since Shimon was not Moida, therefore he would not be chayiv to pay a chaymish, and he would not be chayiv to bring an Hashem Gzeilois, as we explained in Akdama. Number two, since Shimon did not make a claim of a Tainas Ganav, and he actually claimed that the item was lost, therefore the Chiyuv of Kefil would not apply either. However, the Mishnah continues, Hoydim Atzmai Mishalam Karen V'Chaymish V'Asham. However, in this scenario, if Shimon would have been Moida, that he actually ate the animal, and the animal wasn't lost, and he was Moida that he swore falsely, then Shimon would be chayiv to pay a Karen and a Chaymish, and would be chayiv to bring an Hashem Gzeilois. The Mishnah now continues with the scenario where the Shem Mechina was turning Tainas Ganav, and as the Mishnah continues, Hechen Shuri, that if Reuven says Shimon, where's my shor? And Va'amaloi, and Shimon responds, Nignav, that the shor was stolen, Mashpiachani, and Reuven was Mashpia Shimon, Va'amar Omein, and Shimon was Mekabel the Shvua, Ve'edim Eidno Isi Shagunvoi, and then Edim come and they testify that Shimon was actually the one that stole the item, and it wasn't actually stolen. So although in this case, certainly Reuven will not be chayiv to pay a chaymish, and would not be chayiv to bring in Hashem Gzeilois, as Shimon wasn't Moida, but a Maisa, since he was turning Dinas Ganav, and he swore falsely, so Misham Teshlumi Kefel, so Shimon would be responsible to pay Kefel. However, Hoidim Atzmai, if Shimon was Moida by himself, then certainly he cannot be Chayiv Kefel, as Moida Beknas is Potter, but the Maisa, since he was Moida, that he swore Shvus Hashem falsely, so therefore Misham Karen V'Chaymish V'Asham, so Shimon will be Chayiv to pay a Karen V'Chaymish, and he will also have to bring a Karben Hashem Gzeilois. Now that the Mishnah mentioned the Din of Kefel, relevant to a Shem Chinam that was Toyin Tainis Ganav, and he swore falsely, the Mishnah continues, Omel Echa B'Shuk, Hechen Sheri Shikin Afta, that Reuven says to a person that he met in the Shuk, and he was not his Shemer, Reuven makes a claim that Shimon stole his Shor, and Hu Ha'im Aloy Ganavti, and Shimon says, I didn't steal anything from you, even if Shimon doesn't make a Shvua, that Edom Edoi Se Shigonvoi, and Edom come and they testify that Shimon actually stole Reuven's axe, Misham Teshlumi Kefel, and Shimon will be chayiv to pay Kefel like a regular Ganav. And as Rashi brings, Hachalei Gasrina Meshpiachani, Dabalei Shvua Namim Chayiv Kefel, Zeh Ganav Mamishu Uveganav Ksiv Yishalim Shnayim Balei Shvua. And the Mishnah continues, Tavachumacha Mishalim Teshlumi Abba V'Chamisha. And the same case, if Shimon actually was Tavachumacha, then you'd be chayiv to pay Abba V'Chamisha. And as the Pasuk Mishpatim states, Ki Yignav Ish Shorei Seh Utvachay Mechorai Chamisha Baka Yishalim Tachas Asher V'Abot Zoyin Tachas Aseh. And even though the case that we just brought is regarding the Shor, but the Gemara uses the term Abba Chamisha as Lamaisa, that's a standard term that we use regarding these cases. The Mishnah continues that we notice a klal of Moida Beknas is Potter, and therefore the Mishnah teaches us, Ra Edom Shem Mashrim Boyin, if after Shimon denied they stole anything from Reuven, Shimon then sees Edom that about to come and testify that he actually stole this item from Reuven, and therefore he'd be chayiv to pay Kefel in order to avoid paying Kefel, Omer Ganafti, so Shimon admitted that he actually stole this item, Avaloi Tavachti V'Loi Mechati, but he still claims that he didn't actually shech the animal, and he didn't sell the animal, and then the Edom testify that not not only did you steal the animal, but you also were tavach umachar, einu mishalim el karen. In this case, he would also only be chayav to pay karen. And although we clearly understand why he would not be chayav to pay kefal, as moider beknas is patah, but lemaisi he wasn't moider benegei tavach umachar, and why he would not be chayav to pay abav chamisha. And let us see Rashi, four lines in the bottom of the Amid, where Rashi states, Rav Hushta Ashminon, da af gad demachus bi susa de idem oidi, v'chayav atzme bekaren, kashe ama genafti, afilo hachi have oido, v'nifta min hakevel. And Rashi continues to address our point, as v'kivin de inkan kevel, pata ap min hatficha shekafa ba, ubo idem shegon vu v'tavach umacha, de chol heichad leka kevel, leka chiyu tficha, kin haminu hasam, and as we learned in Baba Kama, tashlumi abba v'chemisha amachmana, v'loi tashlumi shloi shva ba, and v'kivin de kevel leka, batz leichad, and since he won't have to pay kefal, therefore it will be shlei shiva ba, and there's never a chiyuv in the Torah of shlei shiva ba. Now that the Mishnah finished discussing the dinim regarding a shayim chinam as well as regarding a ganav, the Mishnah will now continue and discuss the dinim of a shayil. And add the first taisis in the parak points out that even though the second pashtun in the Torah discusses a case of shayim sacha, however hacha chashiv acham yosa acha kal yosa, our Mishnah chooses to discuss the case of shayim chinam first, which is the most kal, and the Tana then discusses the cases of a shoyal, which is on the opposite end of the spectrum and is the most chomer. And potentially we could also answer that since the Tanav our Mishnah hold that a seicha has a din of shem yisachar, lemaisa that is totally no machlekes. Therefore, our Tanav wanted to speak about a shem yichinam and shoyal first, where there is no machlekes, and all agree as to the halacha b'negei a shem yichinam and a shoyal. Before we continue to discuss the dinim of a shoyal, let us point out that just like we stated b'negei a shem yichinam, that you would not be chayav to bring a korban hashem gzelois, where he claimed he is pata based on one reason, but really he was pata for another reason, as ultimately there was no kriyas mamin. So the same would apply b'negei a shoyal if he actually claimed he is chayiv for one reason, and ultimately he was really chayiv for a different reason, as ultimately he's chayiv to pay, and therefore there was no kriyas mamin, and once again he would not be chayiv to pay a chaymish, or would be responsible to bring an asham gzelois. The Mishnah continues and brings all the possible cases by a shoyal, as amal a shoyal heichin shuri, that if Reuven says to Shimon, who borrowed an item from him, and he asked him, where's my shor? And Amalei Meis, and Shim responds that the shor died, and therefore I'm obligated to pay for the shor. And we continue on Daf Mem Tesa Mebeis, Behushi Nishbai Nishbai Nigna Vay Oved, and really the shor was Nishbai Nishbai Nigna Vay Oved. Even all these cases, Shim would still be chayav to pay Reuven. Once again, the Mishnah continues and gives all the possibilities, as if Shimon claimed Nishbai, Behushi Meis Nishbai Nigna Vay Oved, and really the shor was Meis or Nishbai Nigna Vay Oved. Similarly, if the shor claimed Nishbai, Vahusha Mesa Nishbari Nignavai Ovad, or the Shoyal claimed Nignav, Vahusha Mesa Nishbari Nishbari Ovad, and really was Mes Nishbari Nishbari Ovad, or Shimon claimed Ovad, Vahusha Mesa Nishbari Nishbari Nignav. Then Reuven says to Shimon, Mashbiachani, that do you swear that this is really what occurred? Ba'ama Amen, and Shimon responds, Amen. Then since Lemaisa, Shimon was not kaifa for any mammon, so although Shimon will be chayiv to pay Karen, but Potter, he's going to be Potter from paying a chaymesh, and he will not have to bring an Hashem. And as Rashi states, that why would Reuven say Mashpiachani if Shimon is in any case chayiv to pay Reuven? And some explain that this is just what occurred, and really Shimon did not have to make a shua. And others explain, based on what we brought from Rashi, that certainly even if a shoyal makes a claim, there's still an obligation for the shoyal to make a shua that the chayfetz is no longer in my rishus. And this is the shua that the Mishnah refers to when it stated that Reuven said Mashpiachani, and Shimon responded, Amen. And the Mishnah continues that if Reuven says to Shoyal, Heichin Shari, where's my axe? And Amaloi, and Shimon responds, Eini yodea matasach, that I never borrowed this item, and Ladam, and therefore certainly Shimon will be potter. V'hu Shemes, oy nishboy, nishboy, nignav, oy nevad. Based on the reality, Shimon would have been chayiv to pay Reuven. And Reuven says to Shimon, Mashpiachani, v'oma Amen, and Shimon responds, Amen. And if Shimon will eventually be murdered, they actually lied, and he swore falsely, then chayiv, then Shimon will be chayiv to pay a chaymish and to bring an asham gzelois. And certainly b'negei a shoyal, there is no case where a shoyal will be chayav kefal, and therefore the Mishnah continues and discusses the dinim that are relevant to a shoyim mesacha and a seicha. And the Mishnah states, Amal unes esacha v'aseicha, Reuven says to Shimon, who is either a shoyim mesacha or he rented the item from him, and Reuven asks Shimon, Heichin Shari, where's my shor? And Amal lei meis, and Shimon responds to Reuven that your shor died, and since I'm a shoyim mesacha or a seicha, therefore I am patar, v'hu shenish Nishba, and Lemaisa, what really occurred is that Shor was Nishba or Nishba, and even if Shimon would have told the truth, then Shimon would still have been Potter. And similarly, if Shimon claimed Nishba, Vahusha Mesa Nishba, And similarly, in a case where Shimon claimed Nishba, who Shemes or Nishba, in all these cases, Shimon's claim was that he's Pater, and the reality is that even if he would have told the truth, he would have still been Pater. And the Mishnah continues, Nignav, that if Shimon claimed that the island was stolen, and since he's a Shemes Sacho Asecha, he would have been Chayiv to pay Ruvain, for who Sha'avad, and in reality, the item wasn't stolen, but it was lost. And even based on the reality, Shimon would have still been responsible to Ruvain, or in a similar case, where Shimon claimed Avad, and therefore Chayiv, for who Shimon Nignav, and in reality was stolen, Shimon would have still been responsible. And in all these cases, if Ruvain says to Shimon, Mashpiachani, Va'oma Amen, and Shimon responds Amen, in all these cases, even if ultimately Shimon admits that he actually swore falsely, but the Maisa was never a Kfiris Mamin, in the first three cases, then Shimon was Shina me Ptur l'Ptur. In the last two cases, Shimon was Shina me Chayva l'Chayva, and therefore he wasn't Chayva Mamin with his Shvua, and therefore he would not be Chayav to pay a Chaymish, and he would also not be Chayav to bring an Asham Gzelois. And the Mishnah continues that the Shemes Sacha or the Seicha claim, Mes oy Nishba oy Nishba, and therefore I am Pata, v'hu Shinigna v'yavad, and the reality is it was stolen or it was lost, and therefore he would have been Chayav, and Mashpiacha ani v'oma Amen, and since there was a Kfiris Mamin, therefore Ruvain would be Chayav to pay a Karen v'Chaymish and bring an Asham Gzelois. However, if the Shemes Sacha or the Seicha would have claimed that the item was lost or stolen, and therefore I'm Chayav, and v'hu Shemes oy Nishba oy Nishba, in reality the animal died or was Nishba or Nishba, and therefore Shimon would have been Pata, and Ruvain states Mashpiacha ani, and Shimon responds v'oma Amen. So although in this case Shimon actually lied and made a Shvua Sheker, but the Maisa was no Kfiris Mamin, and therefore Shimon would be Pater and would only be Chayiv to pay for the Karen. And the Mishnah now continues with the general rule, which is really a synopsis of the entire Mishnah. Zeh klal kol mishana mechayv lechayva umiptur lepturah umiptur lechayva Pater. And if anyone made a Shvua and they made a change either from Chayiv to Chayiv or from Ptur Ptur or from Ptur to Chayva, and therefore there was no Kfiris Mamin, then even if they were moided and they made a Shvua Sheker, they would still be Pater and they would not be Chayiv to pay a Chaymish or to bring an Asham Gzelois. However, Mechayv lepturah Chayiv, if they actually made a claim where they would be Pater and really they should have been Chayiv, then since they made a Shvua Sheker and they would moider, then they would be Chayiv to pay a Chaymish and they would also be Chayiv to bring an Asham Gzelois. And Ayin Yerushalmi, that is not Gerus, this line of the Mishnah. However, Ayin Ritva, that is definitely Gerus, this line, as he points out, that Zua Klaus, Simonim Ba'almahu, that this Klaus is only a Simon, even though in general, when we state Zer Klaus, it generally comes to include something, but Zokta Ritva, V'lav the Asr Buyamidi, the Apart Barucha Kulu Prati, as the Mice of the Mishnah already mentioned every single case, Mahainud Loi Boy Bigamur, Lasuye Mai, Ayin Shom. Finally, the Mishnah tells us a second Klaus, a Zer Klaus, called Nishba Lahakla Atzman Chayiv, that if someone makes a Shvua in order to be Makel on himself, it will be Chayiv to pay a Chaymish as well as to bring an Asham Gzelois. However, Lahachmel Atzbe Potter, if someone makes a Shvua in order to be Machman himself, then it'll be Potter from Chaymish, and he won't be Chayiv to bring an Asham Gzelois. And I know Mephoshim that point out that there seems to be a stereo between this Klal and the previous Klal, as from this Klal it's Mashma that the only time he's Potter is only when it's Lahachmel Atzbe, but if it would be even, then he would still be Chayiv. And the first Klal stated that even if it would be even and it would be Mechayiv Lechayiv or Mepturah Lepturah, he would still be Potter. And our Gemara begins, Man Tana Abba Shemim, that who's the Tana of Abba Shemim? And Rashi states, L'kamon Mefarish Law, well, the Mice at this point, the Gemara's Havmina is, that the question of the Gemara is, that who's the Tana that taught us that there are four Shemim? And the Gemara responds, Amram Nachman, Amram Bavua, Ramehi, that the Tana of Amishnah is Rameir. And the Gemara continues, and yes, Amli Rogler Ram Nachman, so Ravi is Ram Nachman, Miyakatana, the Lesla Abba Shemim. What was the Gemara even bothered by? As certainly there's no Tana that doesn't hold that there are four Shemim. And certainly we know that there are four categories of Shemim. There's Shemim Chinim, Shemim Sacha, Shoyal, and Asachir. The Gemara continues, Amalei, Rav Nachman responds to Rava, Hachikar Minalacha, that this was actually the question, as Man Tana da Amma Seicha Kinasi Sacha Dami, that who's the Tana to hold that Seicha has a din like a Shemim Sacha and not like a Shemim Chinim. And Rav Nachman continues and tells Rava, that Amr Rav Bavua, that I heard from Rav Bavua, the Rameahi, the Ramei is the Tana to hold that Seicha has a din like a Shemim Sacha. And the Gemara is, that how can you say that the Tana of our Mishnah is Ramea, but Ramea Ipcha Shemilei, that from a Braisa we will see that Ramea actually holds Pum Faket as the Tani we learned to the Braisa, Seicha Ketsa Mishalim, that what is the din of a Seicha, and Ramea Oime Kashem Mechinam, and Rabbi Huda Oime Kinesi Sacha, and Ramea was the one that held that a Seicha is Kashem Mechinam, and really Rabbi Huda is the man that Omer holds that a Seicha has a din like Kashem Mechinam, and if so, the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Huda and not Ramea. And the Gemara explains, Rabbi Bavua Ipcha Tani, that Rabbi Bavua had the exact opposite Girsa, and his Girsa was Rameo Imek Kinesi Sacha and Rabbi Yehuda Imek Kishem Chinam, and therefore the Tana of our Mishnah is Rameo. And Ayin and Tap Tesis on the Amid Man Tanish Seicha Kinesi Sacha Dami Mashma the Hachilchasa, as Mashma from our Gemara that this is Alacha, as we wanted to say that the Tana of that Brisa is going like Rameo, and our Mishnah is also going like Rameo, and our Mishnah holds that Seicha Kinesi Sacha Dami. The Gemara now continues Hani Abba Havu Shleisha Havu, and Rashi states V'loi Gasin and Ihachi as being Rameo, being Rabbi Yehuda Pachimla, as the Gemara's question is not only on Rameo, but it's also for Rabbi Yehuda. The Lemaisel Diri Akol, a Seicha is either like a Shem Chinam or like a Shem Yisachar. Therefore, Benegir Dinim of Shemrim, we don't have four different categories, and we actually only have three different categories. And the Gemara answers Amram Nachma Yitzchak, Abba Shemrim, V'dinein Shleisha, that in the Chinami, there are still four categories of Shemrim, as we still have a category of a Seicha. However, Benegir Alacha is there are only three categories of Alacha is that pertain to the four categories of Shemrim. We explain this Gemara based on Rashi that the question was Bein Rameya and Bein Rabbi Yehuda. However, Ayin Taisi Rashi points out Pirush Rabbeinu Meir I Am B'Shleima D'Hachi Kama Dal Shemrim B'Shleisha Kule Amun Boida Or Revi Pligi Rameya Rabbi Yehuda Or L'Hachi Palginu B'Dalid Avagad Bein Lamar Bein Lamar Dineim Shleisha V'Hadim Farash B'Seifa D'Seich Shem Yisacha Lav L'Mistuk Rameya Shrei B'Rei Shetana Dal Shemrim Ashmina D'Ploti Ve'in Derech Atamol L'Shanes Machlekes V'Stam B'Tirkadei Diba El Shleichosh L'Shanes B'Seifa El Div Rameya Mishtum Nistam Asnisa Kavase El Kiyu Na'amer D'Kulim Asisin Rameyi. But once you're telling me that the entire Mishnah is going like the Shita Rameya, then we have a question that why does the Mishnah state that Abba Shemim, even at the beginning of the Mishnah, we also knew that the Mishnah is going like Rameya, plus a Hava, then certainly there are only three categories, as a Seicha has a din like a Shem Yisachar, and therefore the Gemara specifically asked this question at this point, and wasn't bothered by this question previously. The Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated, Amu L'Shem Echinam, Hechen Sheri, Amal Echa B'Shok, and Amal L'Shem Osam Agaris, Amal L'Shayel, Hechen Sheri, Amal Le'in Yedei Ma'atasach, and the Maisa Mishnah taught us that in many cases, a person that swore falsely would still be potter from paying a chaymish, and would not be chayet to bring an Hashem Gzeilois. The Gemara now brings machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, Amar Rav, Rav holds, V'Kulam Peturim, Mishvur Shemim, V'Chayav Mishum Shvur's Bitoi, that even though they were all potter from Shvur Shemim, and they would not be chayet to bring an Hashem Gzeilois, but they would be chayet for being Oivan Shvur's Bitoi, L'Sha'avar, and as Rashi states, they would be chayet to bring a carbon Eiluv Yared, Im Shogel with carbon, Kedin Shvur L'Sha'avar, Ba'im Yedein Yishvur Zu Asura, Aval In Yedei Shechayav L'Le Carbon, and as the Torah states, V'Nel Men of Hashem, that there had to be Alama and had to be done B'Shoigeg. However, the Gemara continues, Shmuel Omar, Apatur Mishum Shvur's Bitoi, that they're not only potter from Shvur's Hashemim, but they're also going to be potter from Shvur's Bitoi, and they wouldn't bring an Hashem Gzeilois, and they also wouldn't be chayet to bring an Eiluv Yared. The Gemara continues, B'Maikam Mifli, what is the basis for Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel? And the Gemara explains, Shmuel Savar Lisa Blaba, that as we saw in Daf Chaf Hei, that Shmuel holds that the only way that someone would be chayev for being Oivan a Shvur's Bitoi L'Sha'avar is only if it's possible to make that same Shvur L'Haba, and since in our case it's not possible to make a Shvur's Hashemim L'Haba, so therefore they would not be chayev to bring a carbon Eiluv Yared, even if they made a Shvur's Sheker L'Sha'avar. And as Rashi states, Lisa Blaba, even if the Shemim would make a Shvur, that this behemoth will die in the future, or it won't die in the future, that is not a Shvur's Bitoi, Shazu Shvur Shavhi, She'im B'yadu L'Kayim. However, the Gemara continues, V'Rav Sava Isi B'Lav Hain, and Rav hold that there's no requirement for every Shvur's Bitoi to be Isi L'Haba, and there's only requirement that is possible to make the Shvur B'Lav Hain, and certainly the Shvur's Hashemim is possible B'Lav Hain, and therefore he would be chayev for being Oivan a Shvur's Bitoi, and would be chayev to bring a carbon Eil V'Yared. And the Gemara continues and asks that if this is the basis for the Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, but we already saw this Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel on Daf Chafeim and Aleph, why would the Gemara bring this Machlekes once again? The Itma, as we learned at Daf Chafeim and Aleph, Shvuah Shezarek Pleni Tzor Liam, that if Ruvim makes a Shvuah, Shimon already threw a pebble into the sea, or Shvuah Shalei Zarek, or if Ruvim made a Shvuah, that Shimon did not throw a pebble into the sea, so Rav Amachayev and Shmuel Amat Patar, and the Gemara explained, Rav Amachayev the Isa B'Lavahein, and Shmuel Amat Patar the Leis B'Laba, as certainly one cannot make a Shvuah, that Shimon will eventually throw a stone into the sea, as it's not biyadai, and therefore it's considered shvur shav. The Gemara responds, Sricha, that there is a chiddush in both of these Gemaras, as the Ishman Bahar, as if we would have only brought the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, the Gemara on Daf Hey, so we may have stated, Bahar Kam Rav, that maybe only in that case did Rav say that Reuven would be chayev for making such a shvur, Mishum Nafshe Kamishtaba, as he made the shvur by himself. himself and based on his own will, avul b'hach to beidin mashpile ema moedle l'shmuel, possibly in regard to our Gemara, which is discussing shvuas hashemim, but the shemim doesn't make this shvua on his own accord. Bezin requires him to make the shvua, so maybe he'd be moedle to Shmuel that even if the shemim made a shvua sheker, the ma'aseh the Torah is not mechayev him for being oiv on a shvuas bitui, and he would not be chayev to bring a korban oiv l'yared, even though Rav would be moedle to the din of Shmuel, but certainly it's not based on the same svara. And as the Gemara continues, but it would be based on the din of Rab Ami, as Kid Rab Ami, the Amr Rab Ami, kol shvua shediyon mashpina isa in chayavon la mishum shvuas bitui. In a moment, the Gemara will explain the makar for the din of Rab Ami. However, the Gemara first continues viit ma'apahara, and if we would only bring the machlekes between Rab and Shmuel in regard to the din of shvuas hashemim, so we may have thought b'hakam Shmuel that maybe it's only over here that Shmuel holds like Rab Ami, and therefore he said that he'd be potter for being oil of yared, and he would not be chayev for being over on a shvuas bitui. However, al b'hach im moedle l'rav, maybe in a case where Reuven actually made a shvuah b'rotzain, like the case of Dav Chafhei b'negei Zerik Evan, so maybe Shmuel would be moedle to Rav, therefore tzricha, so our Gemara had to bring down the machlekes of Rav and Shmuel, both on Dav Chafhei and in our sugya. The Gemara continues, Gufo, we just mentioned the din of Rab Ami, as Rab Ami kol shvuah shediyon mashpina isa imba mishum shvuas bitui, and the Gemara brings the makar, the Neman, as the pasuk in Pashas Vayikra b'negei Shvuas Bitui states, "Oy nefesh kishu shavu levati b'sfasayim lahara lehitiv lechol shivate adam shvuah v'nelam menavu yada v'oshayim la'achas meila." The lashon of kishu shavu is mashma me'atzmai, and it means that he made the shvuah willingly and by himself, and not al pi bezdin. And as the Gemara will explain, that when the Torah states kishu shavu, it means that if he will swear, and not because he will swear, kidrei shlokish as the amrei shlokish ki mishtamish ba'bol shoynes, that based on context, the word ki is for different interpretations, and it can mean e dilma el daha. And as Rashi states, v'hai kisu shava b'loshin e dashin la imti shava dahinu me atzmai v'loy shvuas deyanim shi balkachai. Rashi continues, v'rav darishle b'loshin daha shariti shava. That Rav explains that the pasuk is telling us that the reason why he'll be chayiv is because he swore, even if his shvuah is al pi bezdin, the harbi is shava al pi bezdin. V'lo namik siv karben oiliv yeri b'she'im b'kfiris mamen shet chayvenu asham. And even though the Torah teaches us that if someone makes a shvuas hashemim and the moida that they lied, it was also kfiris mammon that they were chayav to bring an asham gzelois. However, when they're not chayav to bring an asham gzelois, then the standard din of shvuas bitui still applies, and they're chayav to bring an oil of yared. And in the last Taisus in the Masechta, where Taisus points out, tema the name of the yatzalida bedava chadash vein lechaboy el chidushai, that since the Torah now tells us that someone that swears falsely in regard to shvuas hashemim is chayav to bring an asham gzelois, so the chayav the Torah is telling us that it is not similar to other dinim of shvuas, and l'chayr the din of shvuas bitui should not apply. And Taisus brings a raya to this point from a Gemara in Daf Chafei Mabez, and Taisus explains, v'nir lid leidami, the hasim yatzal hakel hilkel chavi chiddush, aval hachad yatzal hachmer, l'fisha kaifa mamin, ein zeh chiddush, and therefore we would not apply this rule. Therefore, Rav holds that as long as one is not going to be chayr to bring in a sham gzeilois, if he was oiv on a shvuas shemim b'shegeg, he would still be chayr to bring a karmen oiv v'yared. The Gemara continues that just like Rav stated that one would be chayev for shvuas bitoi, so Rabbi Leza states kulum paturim shvuas shemim, and all these cases where you potter from shvuas shemim v'chayav mishun shvuas bitoi, but you'd still be chayev for being oivan shvuas bitoi. Rabbi Leza continues chutz me'ini yedeya ma'at asach the shoyl, but for the case by the shoyl where it was kfiris mamin, and then if the shoyl is moida that he actually swore falsely, then he'd be chayev to bring in a sham gzeilais. Similarly, b'nei v'aved d'nei sechah v'shebesecha shu chayev shurik for and then all these cases they were kaifa mamin. And Rashi points out that it seems that Rabbi Leza missed two cases, as a Mishnah spoke about the cases of a shem chinam where there's a kfiris mamin, the shem chinam would be chayev a chaymish as well as an asham gzelois. Rashi explains by he the shem chinam shetaren avad v'hu achlai or betrayin nigna v'hu ganvai dektani ba masis and haydu me'atzmi mishalim karim v'chaymish v'asham olay yistrich alay Rabbi Leza le'mimnun u gabi hanachot. Rabbi Leza didn't actually have to mention them at all, da behed yiparish lutana chaymish v'ashem the shvuah shemim. The Maisa our Mishnah actually states specifically that one is chayev karen v'chaymish and also chayev to bring in Hashem gzeilois. She'en came the case of shoyl and the case of shemim sacha and seicha. The Mishnah only mentions chayev, and therefore Rabbi Leza explains that when the Mishnah states chayev, it means that you'd be chayev karen v'chaymish as well as an Hashem gzeilois. And before we finish, let us make 2 points. Number one, the Mishnah stated shemim chinam nishbal akol, and that is not necessarily correct, as certainly shemim chinam is going to be chayev for being Peshaya, Similarly, the Mishnah mentioned that Shoyl Mishalmes HaKol, and that is also not necessarily correct, as certainly a Shoyl is Patah in a case where it's Mesim Achs Melacha. We already mentioned that Rashi Barvon's this point. However, Ayin Tezu Rashi points out, Purish HaKol Mashakasa with Pasa Kenev Abeda, Mesa Shvuyo Shvura, Vechain Shoyl, Al Pshir like Siva Bishem Lukhiva, Vechain Mesim Achs Melacha like Siva Lepatura, even though certainly that is the Halacha, but the Torah doesn't specifically state that you're going to be Patah or Chayiv in those cases. And also, let's see the Baron Tesis on Dab Bem Tesim and Aleph. The Mishnah stated, Ra'idim Shem Mashman Aboyin, and Omer Ganafti, Abaloy Tavachti Valorim Bechati. And since the Ganav was Moidre, he stole the item based on the Klal of Moidre Beknas Potter, so he's Potter from Kefal, and therefore would not be Chayiv for Dal Behe either, as we explain. And Tais points out, the Shmuel da Amruba, Moidre Beknas Vachim Bo Edim Chayiv. So in this case, where the Edim were about to testify, and they later testified, he would still be Chayiv to pay Kefal according to Shmuel. And how does our Mishnah say that he's Potter? And Tais explains, we will have to explain that Mishnah is talking about a case that although the Edom were about to testify, but ultimately they didn't come to Bezin, they never testified. As Rashi pointed out, that although the Ganav was only Moida because he was scared that the Edom were about to testify, he will still be Potter from Kefal. And as Tais points out, and the Gemara Masech Baba Kama makes this point, Lefi Shmuel, and we will stop over here.